Hi everyone, let's talk to the mirror. Signs are everywhere. When you're driving, you rely on traffic signs. Even when you're walking, they're those signs that tell you when you can or can't cross the street. For the visually impaired, they're those signs that are in the form of beeping sounds, and they alert you as to whether or not you can walk or whether or not you need to stop. There are signs that tell you what street you're on, signs that tell you how far you have left to go. You really can't navigate safely throughout any given day without paying attention to signs. Now, if you go into a building and you see a sign that says caution, wet floor, you immediately know that that means you have to either walk very carefully over the space or you have to walk around the space to avoid it altogether. But if you choose to ignore that caution sign, chances are you're gonna fall. Chances are you're gonna get hurt. And if this happens, who will you blame? Will you blame the person that put the sign out? Can't do that. They're the ones that warned you. Will you blame the owner of the building? Can't do that either. They made sure they had someone handling the situation, someone in charge of warning people in cases like this. How about the people around you? Will you blame them? Now that's just crazy. They paid attention to the sign. You didn't. And the truth is, most of the time, someone around you will have said, "Hey, look out for that wet spot. There's a sign there." No, the only person that you can rightfully blame is yourself. You are responsible for paying attention to the signs. I want to challenge you today to take a look at your life and how you handle warning signs. Be honest with yourself. Now, you know you had those red flags before you got into that relationship. Did you ignore them because you wanted that person so bad? Or maybe you thought you could change that person? What about when you faced all of those roadblocks on the way to making that huge, unnecessary purchase? Did you dismiss them as the devil trying to block your blessings? Or did you consider that maybe God was trying to stop you from taking on more than you could handle? And how about when your friends, and I mean your good friends, tried to talk you out of going in a certain direction? Did you dismiss them too as being jealous of you or as being haters? And what about the signs that told you to go? Did you go? Or did you allow your fears and insecurities and lack of confidence to get the better of you? Now, I know for me, I can't stand missing a green light and then having to wait for it to come around again, especially at those crazy long intersections when everybody's got an advanced left turn and you gotta wait for everyone to, anyway, I digress. The truth of the matter is, if we're all being honest, we have all ignored the signs at some point in time. And when that happens, we have only ourselves to blame for the consequences. Because the truth is, you knew who that person was before you got involved with them. And what you're experiencing now is because you didn't want to acknowledge the signs then. You check your bank account on a regular basis. You know your financial responsibilities. So you're really in further debt today because you chose to ignore the signs then. And can I just say this? Just because your friends disagree with you doesn't mean that they don't mean you well. In fact, everyone needs a friend or two who'll let you know when you're wrong. Everyone needs someone in their corner that can check them. You need someone who will check you. And if you decide to ignore them and still get into a mess, a good friend will still be there to help you get yourself together. Now, they may say, "I told you so," but they did, right? And finally, when you get the green light to go, I don't care if it's a proceed with caution sign, just go. Because when God places an open door in front of you, He's already seen what's on the other side of that door. So you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to doubt yourself. And certainly don't doubt God. And then on the flip side, when God says stop, just stop. Proverbs 4:27 says it this way, "Don't look to the left nor to the right. Keep your feet from evil." See, sometimes we ignore the signs because we're eager and we're anxious to get what we want. We don't want to miss our chance. We don't want to lose out to somebody else. We don't want to be left out. But let me ask you this, friends. Do you want what you want, or do you want what is right for you? If you want what's right for you, then you want what God has for you. And His word says in Jeremiah 29 that His plans for you are to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So pay attention to the signs that he gives you, whether it's through a friend or through a series of events or a very obvious red flag incident. Don't ignore it. Those signs could save your life. Be encouraged. I love you all.